Now let's dig into the preview here of next week, and I've got an extra special surprise for you folks. Although, given our rather erratic scheduling of late, I wouldn't set your watch by our preview, but our hopes and plans are to roll out a double episode for you next week, spread out over about 4 or 5 days. This past week, I sat down with both Nick Redfern and Greg Bishop of UFO Mystic fame, and we took part in BOA Audio's first true dual interview. We've done one previous dual interview, but both the guests were actually in the same place, so it's not really a dual interview. But this time, Greg was in L.A., Nick was in Texas, I was in Boston. It was really an amazing experience and a very enjoyable marathon conversation that quickly turned into a roundtable discussion on this past year of UFO stories, both large and small. As such, we went about 3 hours plus. That's why we're going to split it into two. And given that it's the year-end episode, I'm going to try and get it out in total next week, spread out over a few days. On the first installment, we're going to try and get that one out to you next Tuesday. So we're definitely breaking from normal schedule. On next Tuesday's episode, or thereabouts, that's part one. We're going to be covering the first 6 months of the year, beginning with Nick and Greg trying to talk me down after I lament the series of UFO flops that was 2008. But then we're going to delve into some of the big stories from the first 6 months of the year. As you can imagine, we're going to start with Stephenville, the UFO sighting, and the subsequent mania. Then we're going to talk about the debut of UFO Hunters, the alleged UN UFO meeting that was all the rage in the springtime, the UK UFO file release, how come that story seems to keep cropping up every year, the Vatican endorsement of aliens, Jeff Peckman and the alien video, this past summer's UK UFO flap, and the 100th anniversary of the Tunguska event. Plus, we'll have remembrances of influential esoteric names, Georgina Bruna, Arthur C. Clarke, and Albert Hoffman, all of whom passed away this past year. Then, on part two, which we're hoping to get to you on or around Saturday, January 3rd or 4th, we're going to be covering the latter half of 2008. First, we're going to dissect the Edgar Mitchell UFO disclosure non-story. Then we're going to really look at the Bigfoot body bonanza of mid-August. We all know about that, the big Bigfoot body hoax. The Needles UFO incident, Blossom Goodchild's UFO non-event, the election of Barack Obama and the subsequent UFO disclosure push, and the folding of Alien Worlds magazine. Plus, we'll remember Eric Beckyord and Monsignor Corrado Balducci, who also passed away this year. Closing out the discussion, we're also going to reflect on what's hot and what's not as 2008 comes to a close, and what genres may be on the rise in 2009. Trust me, my friends, it is another amazing session for BOA Audio. An absolute marathon conversation, our first true roundtable episode. I chimed in and shared a lot of opinions on some of the past year's UFO events as well. It really turned into a free-flowing jam session with Nick Redfern, Greg Bishop, and myself. An amazing UFO discussion, and the kind of episode that you're going to look back on in 2018, 2028. You're going to look back and say, what happened in 2008? You're going to put in this double episode of BOA Audio, where we illuminate all the big stories and trends of 2008 in ufology. That's next week. Double episode. Special schedule for that one. Keep an eye on BOA for more information on the big year-in-review double episode with the UFO mystics, Nick Redfern and Greg Bishop. And on that note, we hang the stockings by the chimney with care, my friends. It is time to close out the 4th annual BOA Audio Holiday Special. Once again, I want to wish all of our great listeners a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a fantastic holiday season. It's weeks like this that I love this gig. I love doing what I do. Thanks for tuning in once again. Enjoy the time with your family. Hope you got everything that you asked for from Santa. Until next time, this is Tim Banal, signing off.